Sometimes the days are long and hard. Sometimes I don't feel like traveling on. Sometimes I'm weary from this fight. Sometimes I just want to go home. But always He is with me. Always He still cares. Always He reminds me that He will always be there. Yes, He will always be there.
Well, it's good to be here this morning. I know things are a little bit different than when Brother Tommy and Miss Brenda are here, but that's okay. I'm glad to be able to help out in his behalf. Brother Tommy is a great man.
Amen.
Man of God. He loves the Lord. He fits the category of who God calls great.
Amen.
We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Sadly, many of us, probably most of us, we picture a great person as someone who has made a lot of money or is famous or has a high position or something like that. But those people don't make it on the list of God's list of great people. The people that make it on that list are servants.
Amen.
Humble people.
Yes. Amen.
People probably who haven't earned a lot of money. Amen. People who are not very famous. Not very many people know their name. But they're faithful.
Amen.
And they have a servant's heart. They have compassion on others.
Amen.
They have a Jesus mentality. And that's Brother Tommy.
That's right.
And so I consider him a great man, a great person, a godly man, and I'm thankful to know him and to be able to be a help to him in some way. But this morning we want to talk about, if you want to turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, we're going to talk about our thoughts. The average person has 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day. I don't know if that's astounding to you, but to me it is, because I feel like maybe I only have maybe 100, maybe 200 thoughts a day, but apparently it's a lot more than that. And because of it, there's a lot of room for error, right? Do y'all ever have trouble with your thoughts? If you do, raise your hand, because I don't want to feel too bad up here. Because I do. I do. Sometimes my mind goes in a direction that I hope nobody ever follows or finds out about. And it happens often. But how long that we allow these bad thoughts to stay there is important, because if it stays there too long, it can turn into a sin issue. And that thought that's bad, the longer that we cultivate that thought, the more sin is committed. The longer down that road of destruction we travel. And sin, it has a magnetism effect. If you ever put two magnets together, especially if they're strong magnets, sometimes you can't hardly pull them apart. A lot of office buildings nowadays, they literally have a lock on the door that is nothing but a magnet. And it's so strong that you cannot open that door. They have it in hospitals as well. And until you hit that button and release the electricity from off of that magnet, you can't pull them apart. Well, sin has that type of an effect. And the longer that we cultivate these thoughts that are sinful, the longer they want to stay and the harder it is to get rid of it and back away from it. So this morning we're going to read Philippians 4 and verse 8, very common verse. You've probably memorized it at one point or another, some of you. The Bible says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, your word is true. It is virtuous. It has reason for praise. Lord, I pray that you would help us this morning to learn from your word the things that you want us to think about. Lord, I pray that you would help me to deliver your message to your people accurately. Father, I pray that you would cause your word to sink in our hearts and to make a difference. Help us to be obedient. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul gives us a list of things here in this one verse of things that we ought to think about, right? And not just to think about, but to purposefully, intentionally dwell on. If you look the word up, in this verse, at the very end where he says, think on these things. That word think gives the connotation of meditate. In other words, you don't just read that verse and you go, okay, that's neat. And then move on and forget about it. But to meditate on these things. This is important. Because of what we talked about just a few minutes ago, and that is that we have thoughts that come into our mind that aren't good. Sometimes we begin thinking about things that we shouldn't because we choose to. And then sometimes there are thoughts that come into our mind that are there because of outside sources. We didn't choose that, it just kind of happened in front of us. But the more that we direct our thoughts toward good things, like this verse is describing, true, honest, of good report, and so on, the more we direct our thoughts toward the good things, the less our thoughts will be directed by outside sources. In other words, the more you do on purpose, the less you'll do on accident. You will serve God on purpose, or you will serve Satan on accident. You will serve God on purpose, or you'll serve Satan on accident. Some outside sources are uncontrollable. Okay? Such as billboards. Have y'all noticed how many billboards nowadays are covered with names of attorneys? Is it me or is it increasing? It's not just that though. There's other things on billboards, all kinds of stuff up on billboards. You can't help but to see that. You can't help but to see people walking down the sidewalk without enough clothes on. You can't help to see certain things of when you're in the store searching for squash, and all of a sudden you see something you shouldn't in the store. These things happen, just, you can't help that. You had to be there, you had to buy that stuff, and you were just at that, there at that moment, right? You understand what I'm saying? But many of these outside sources are controllable. A hypocrite is someone who complains and gripes about the foul language, violence, and sex scenes on their TV that they turned on, or on their phone that they were holding in their hand. Some of these things are controllable. We control them. Many of the bad thoughts that enter our minds accidentally didn't happen on accident, because we chose to turn that show on. We chose to turn on that particular station, or to go to that certain app on our phone. We chose to do that. And because of it, something come across that the screen there that shouldn't, and we saw it. That was our choice. It wasn't a billboard. It wasn't a car passing by. It wasn't something in the store that we shouldn't have seen. But we had to be there to buy our groceries or whatever. We just happened to see it. That's not what it was. We intentionally put that before our eyes. What did David say about that? He said, "I will set no wicked thing before my eyes." The word "set" was a word that denotes the idea of intentionality. In other words, he put this there. And David said, "I'm not going to do that. I got enough problems as it is." So to purposefully put something before my face that's going to cause me to sin, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. Do you think Satan has this concept as part of his plan? Because he knows that things enter our minds by things that we see. We call it the eye gate. But they also enter our minds because of the things that we hear. Our ear gate. I called that the eye gate, didn't I? That's the ear gate. The things that enter our minds through the eye gates and the ear gate. And Satan's aware of this, right? Some theologians believe, and I do, that Satan was the music director in heaven before the fall. And because of that, don't you think that he would use music to help us to have bad thoughts? That's his specialty. That's what he was built for. Certainly he's going to use music to put bad thoughts in our minds. But not just music. He's going to use people. He's going to use TV. He's going to use Facebook. Right?
Yes.
I know Facebook can be used for good, but it can also be used for things that are bad. This is where people get mad at other people for giving advice to the problems that they decided to post on Facebook.
Amen.
It's also a great way to creep on other people without them knowing about it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Basically a big time waster.
Yeah.
I don't know if it ever occurs to you or not, after you've been scrolling for a long time. And finally, you stop and you think, how long have I been here? That doesn't happen on accident. That happens on purpose. Not your purpose. Satan's purpose. That was his plan, not yours. That's why it's important, as it says in verse 8, that we think on things that are true. How much of the crud that you see on TV is not true? And today, with all this AI-generated stuff, you don't even know. It can look like it's real, and it's not. And they make these videos or even commercials of what looks like this particular person saying this, and it's not even them. You just don't know. That stuff's not true. That's what I'm saying. It's just not true. Some of it may be, but how can you know what is and what isn't? We don't. But what we do know is that every single time you pick this up and you read it, it's going to be true. It's going to be honest. It's going to be of good report. Remember, we're talking about our thoughts. 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day that you and I have. I wonder how many, what ratio those thoughts of yours are good and what ratio of them are bad. If you would turn to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23, we're going to see what Solomon says about our thoughts. Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 7. The Bible says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart's not with thee." The first part of this verse is giving us the idea that the things that we think about, that's who we are. And I agree with that. If you think about something long enough, you'll eventually talk about it. If you talk about something frequently, you're going to eventually do it. If you do something regular enough, it becomes a habit, and your habits form who you are. It's a true statement that Solomon made. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, you can spend just a few minutes with a person, talking with them, or maybe more so listening to them, and find out a lot about them by what they talk about, right? Because the things that run through our minds silently are eventually going to run out of our mouth. If you take someone who has a passion for old cars, like Brother Wesley, he works up here at the place where they restore antique vehicles. And there are some nice looking vehicles up there that are quite expensive. He actually took me on a tour one time of the entire shop. It's amazing the things that they do there and are able to do. But he's got a passion for that. Maybe not quite as much as some of the other guys in that shop. And if you sit down beside them long enough and listen to them, they're probably eventually going to talk about that stuff. Right? That's just how we are. The things that we think about a lot are the things that we talk about. This is important. Because the things that we think about are generated because of the things that come into our eye gate and our ear gates. The things that we watch, the people that we listen to, the things that we listen to on social media, on the radio, on TV, on the news, whatever. Those things that are entering our ear gates and our eye gates are controlling what we think about. And through a process, are forming who we are. So it is quite important then to be deliberate and intentional. Just like he said there in verse 8 of Philippians chapter 4. And he gave us that list of things that we are to think about. I want to go over them again. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now this verse just gave us a very clear description of God's Word, didn't it? You can't find truth anywhere but here.
That's right. Amen.
So the only place we're going to find out the things that we're supposed to be thinking about, meditating on, are found in God's Word. How much time do you spend doing that? Intentionally.
In this busy world.
Deliberately. On purpose. Or are you allowing outside sources to control what you're thinking about? This could very well be part of the problems that you and I are facing right now in our life. Because we allowed some sinful thought to enter our mind, and then we dwelled on that thought. And then that thought stayed there. It hung out. It camped out. We took ourselves down a road we shouldn't. A road of destruction. Now we're possibly suffering some form of pain because of it. Remember, you're going to serve God on purpose. Or you're going to serve Satan on accident. So we've got to be deliberate. We've got to be proactive with our thoughts. Because if we're not, someone else will be. And it won't be good. It'll be led of the devil. Whatsoever things are true, honest, pure, just, meditate on these things. And if you're not sure what that word meditate means, that means more than just sitting there thinking for just a minute or two. But dwelling on God's goodness. Meditating on His Word. Memorizing His Word. Studying His Word. Reading His Word. When we deliberately allow these things to come through our ear gates and our eye gates, we're going to be a lot better off. Then when we allow things to enter those gates on accident, that doesn't turn out well. These 50 or 70,000 thoughts that enter our minds, some of them are deliberate. Many of them are accidental. We need to control as many of them as we can, don't we?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. If you would, let's all stand. In fact, we're going to pray.
Brenda just called, and Tommy asked her to ask you to pray now. They had to do another CAT scan, and when he moved to do that, something cracked again, and he's not able to move his leg. And he is in pain like you wouldn't believe, and he's on morphine, but the pain is so. For him to say, please call my church and ask them to pray now.
Amen.
We need to pray.
Yes, we do.
Let's do this. I would like everyone to come up here to the front.
Amen. Amen.